This is the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Tara Brockman, the Executive Director of the Land Connection in Bloomington, Illinois, is on the phone line with us. The Land Connection is a nonprofit organization, if you don't know. It's dedicated to protecting farmland, training sustainable and organic farmers, and promoting a vibrant local food system. From time to time, I have worked with Tara and the Land Connection over the past couple of decades. Tara, it's been far too long since we visited. Thanks so much for taking the time with us. We had a press release from you this week on a brand new, this is kind of out of the ordinary, play that the Land Connection is sponsoring in a few places around the state. In Peoria, that one's happened. Here, this weekend at St. Matthew's, right? I think that's correct.
St. Matthew's Lutheran, yeah.
Lutheran Church. And then at the U of I Extension Building in Springfield later in the month. These all start at 6:30 in the evening. You can find out more about the timings and the places online at thelandconnection.org. Tell me about the play and why the Land Connection is involved, Tara.
Yeah, it is an interesting and somewhat unusual thing, but we're finding that it's actually really working well for us. So the play is called What's Your Legacy? And it is about an urgent issue. As we all know, there's about, I think, one farmer under 30 for every six farmers over 60. So we kind of see where that demographic is going, and we know a lot of the last generation of a multi-generation family farm, often the last generation is farming right now, often they're quite elderly, and often people aren't quite sure, they don't think they have that many options except possibly to sell the farm and, you know, divide the money up amongst the family, and that's not a bad option in some circumstances, but there's often a lot of emotions and connection to the land. And so this play actually had been heavily researched by an organization in Minnesota and developed by Doug Nopar at the Land Stewardship Project. And they interviewed a lot of elderly couples and a lot of young people wanting to farm, and they created this play. And it just presents a family in a situation that many families find themselves in of perhaps aging, perhaps not in the best of health, and perhaps not even wanting to talk about it because it's hard to talk about. But you can watch this play and you can engage with the characters and you can talk about them, which is easier to talk about than maybe your own family. So that's what we've been able to do, is present a scenario. There's no real ending to this play, but when it does end, we invite the audience to participate in the discussion. And we've had a wonderful run so far, two performances in Bloomington and two in Peoria, and looking forward to the ones coming up in Urbana.
Yeah, on Friday and Saturday night, again, they're at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, that's in Urbana, on Philo Road. The play starts at 6:30, and you'd like people to pre-register, because it doesn't cost anything, but there is some food involved, and I suppose you'd kind of like to know how many people are coming. They can do that at thelandconnection.org. Tell me more about Gerald and Nettie. This is the couple, and the play is just 25 minutes long, but this is the couple that's having the discussion on the stage about the farm. It's been in Nettie's family for five generations, and they're trying to figure out just exactly where to go and what to do with their farms and how to pass it along, and I suppose how to keep conservation active on it as well.
Yes, and Nettie, when she remembers back to her childhood and remembers that her parents and grandparents were really one of the first people who tried to implement conservation measures and grass waterways and whatnot on their farm, and had a very diverse farm with livestock and pastures and grain and, you know, typical farm of previous generations. So she has these memories, and she also feels pretty strongly that she wants all of her and her husband's work to continue. You know, they've taken care of this land and hope that someone will take care of the land after them, even though their three children have gone on and made lives of their own that don't involve farming. And so there is this dilemma, and her husband is rather risk averse, and Gerald is wants to take care of Nettie financially and thinks that, you know, he doesn't want to take any risks at all. He doesn't want to try anything new, but he's also having his own dilemmas. and so they're hashing out what should they do, you know, should they involve the kids in the decision, and should they, you know, who should they talk to? And Nettie had just heard the preacher talking about what will be your legacy, and she's really been thinking about this. And And they talk about renting, and they talk about, finally, they talk about a new young couple who actually just dropped by, and they say, should we let these young folks, but how can anybody start farming these days? And they go back and forth, and again, there's no resolution, but there's a lot of options that come up during the course of the play that then we are able to discuss with the audience after the play.
Absolutely, and the audience can come tomorrow evening, Friday evening, or Saturday evening at 6:30 to St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, that's there on Philo Road in Urbana. Please do register online. The address, again, for the Land Connection is what, Tara?
www.thelandconnection.org/play.
All right. Thank you so much, Tara, and hope it's not so long between our conversations this next time around.
Yeah, me too. So thanks a lot, Todd.
All right. Thank you. Tara Brockman is the executive director of the Land Connection based in Bloomington, Illinois. If you'd like to see the play, and the name of the play, again, is What Will Be Your Legacy? You can do that right here in Champaign, Urbana, actually Urbana on Philo Road, Friday and Saturday evening of this week. Register online at thelandconnection.org.